Good morning. Waiting for you, Russell. Very good. He found a seat. All right. Hey, today I'm going to take a picture of someone, and I really want to focus on them. So I'm going to take a picture of Taylor. Let me see if I can take a picture of Taylor. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. There's a problem. Taylor, is that you?
No.
Oh, no. I lost focus. I lost focus, and I wasn't concentrating on Taylor. Well, I guess I'll just have to erase this picture, and we'll try it again. Let me see if I can take a picture of Taylor. Look at this. Well, maybe I did better this time. Let's see. Taylor, is that you? Hey, I did a better job. I didn't lose focus. And that's the lesson here. What do I just do? The first picture that I took wasn't of Taylor. I actually took a picture of Kale. And my camera's still okay. Good, you smiled. I like that. My camera still works. I lost focus. I lost focus and I wasn't paying attention to Taylor and I took a picture of the wrong person. Have you ever lost focus and maybe not do what you're supposed to do? Has that ever happened to anyone? Everyone's hand should go up because it happens to all of us. We lose focus and we don't concentrate on what we're supposed to concentrate on. And so then, because we get to do a redo, I did a redo and I took a better picture of Taylor. If you don't mind, Taylor, I'll keep the picture forever. Is that okay? Good, I'll do that. So, what's the lesson for us in our text today? We hear about two women, and there's a special guest in their house. Who's the special guest in their house? Jesus, always the right answer, Jesus. And there's Mary, who's sitting at Jesus' feet, and she's focused on Jesus. She's listening to him. But then there's Martha, and she's doing all the cooking, and she's running there about, and she's not focused on Jesus. What is she focused on? Well, this text tells us she's focused on her serving. Now, in and of itself, that's not a bad thing. But really, Martha's not focused on the one thing that is needed, as the text tells us. And what should Martha's focus be upon? Samara, what's the right answer?
Jesus,
you're right. The focus is Jesus. And that's the same way with us here in church today. It's the same way with all of you. Many people have many different things that they focus on, but we're supposed to be focused on one thing that is needed. And the one person that is needed is?
Jesus.
I didn't hear you.
Jesus!
You think they heard you?
Jesus!
Yes, we're to be focused on Jesus. Now, Jesus knows, just like with Martha, there's many things going on in our lives. And Martha was so busy, and her focus wasn't on him. Jesus said he knew of her anxiety and her trouble. Jesus knows of your anxiety and your trouble. And Jesus knows of their anxieties and their troubles. And what does Jesus tell Martha? Focus on that. Focus on that which will save you. And that's what he's telling Martha. Focus on the one who will save you. We all have many different and many varied and hard things to do in life. Many, many troubles and problems. But Jesus tells us, stay focused on the one person who is needed. And the one person who is needed is the person who died for you and died for everyone looking at you. And he's also died for me and Hayden too. And who is that one man who has died for all of us?
Jesus.
Jesus. He is the one that we're to remain focused on. So, don't be a Martha is the lesson. Rather, we're to be like Mary. We're to keep our focus on Jesus. For he is the one who came to serve us. He came us to serve us, his very body. And in the serving of his body, he has saved all of us. He has saved all of us from our sins. And therefore, Jesus declares to you today, even though you may not always have the right focus, he's saying to us, I've died for you, and therefore, since I have shed my blood for you, all your sins are forgiven. Thanks be to Jesus. Let's fold our hands and close our eyes. Let's focus on Jesus as we pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the great work that you have done for us and the great work that you continue to do for us. We thank you, Lord, for coming and serving us serving us your very body. For you're the ransom for the many. You're the one who has saved us from our sins. And Jesus, you're the one who has forgiven us of all of our sins. And therefore, Lord, help us to always, always, always focus on you. And all the children said,